The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Earlier in the show, Carl De Quay of the Sullis Project was with me in studio, and we were talking a little bit about the project, about the work it does, about the work he does with it, and he chatted about his own background and why he wanted to help young people stay away from crime. Take a little listen.
I'd say I'm like a product of my environment. I hadn't got the supports when I was younger. You know, I didn't get the interventions what was needed. I ended up myself engaged in antisocial behaviour, I ended up in criminal behaviour, I ended up in prison, and I ended up taking drugs. And I didn't see a way out. You know, I never knew actually that there was a way out, and only when I educated myself formally and properly that I got over. And then I wanted to help other youth in the area.
Yeah, that was Carl chatting to me a little bit earlier, and I'd recommend you listen back to it. Really interesting fella, and really interesting talking about the Sullis Project and the work they do. And like lots of these agencies and these organisations, they're under-resourced and they could do with a few more bob, which is the point, I think, that was brought up in the Dáil last week. Gary Gannon is a Social Democrat TD for Dublin Central. Gary, I mean, if this was an easy thing to solve, it would have been solved long ago. But having said that, is there low-hanging fruit that we could be going after? In terms of, I'm not just talking about kind of diverting kids away from a life of crime, because the people that Carl are dealing with an awful lot of the time, they come on their radar because they're maybe already drifting away from school and what have you. But in terms of resourcing communities, so you don't actually have to resource Sullis.
Yeah, Karen, that's the thing. So if you think of, if you imagine the type of young person that gets involved in crime, whether that's in my area, in the north inner city, anywhere over, I mean, nobody's filling out an application form to do that. There's no job application form for a life of crime. You do it by conditioning.
From the intro office.
But that's the thing. Like, it's a deal with some form of conditioning, like oppression, poverty, trauma. You can nearly paint the picture of a young person who's going to end up in their teenage years, going to get involved in petty theft, which may lead on to more serious charges. But there is interventions that can happen there. You know, sport has always been the great diversion programme. And I've been on your programme before, the programme before, talking about the reality. There's not even an 11-a-side pitch in the inner city. That's not only the north inner city, the south inner city. If you imagine, like, I mean, you're from the country, but if you imagine the GAA played a staple in your life, he's always had clubhouses, mentors, access to a form of cultural capital that doesn't necessarily exist in many of the communities that are most blighted by crime. Mm. So if you can recognise that there are conditions in which criminality emerges, surely the starting point is the conditions. Because, I mean, Oberstown is full. It's already full. We're already locking young people up. We're already locking older people up to the point where their prisons are full. I mean, now we're talking about kind of building more prisons and Thornton Hall and all of that. But that won't keep people from getting involved in crime. Where if you think of what it costs over 100,000 to keep a young person in a youth detention facility, at the source, would that not be better going in terms of positive mentorship? Like, sport for me is important, but it's not only about sport. It's about youth diversion programmes. The JLO system in this country is actually a system that works.
That's the juvenile liaison officers.
Yeah, so a young person comes before the court to get a juvenile liaison officer, to get kind of sent to kind of different kind of therapies, to get to do kind of community engagement. I think it's over 80% of people that go through that don't reoffend within 4 years. I mean, that's an incredible statistic. So, look, I appreciate we have problems in this city. I regularly talk about crime. We absolutely need more Gardaí on the beat. But we need more sensible approach in terms of how we redirect a young person who may be getting involved in crime, because we can almost see them from the time they're born. I mean, access to language, access to education, access to just a place of peace. That doesn't really exist for a lot of young people who then we end up seeing become what we describe as the problems we're in our society.
Yeah, I often think if you look down on top of say the north inner city or the inner city in Dublin, the most densely populated part of the country. Now, this is true in other big urban conurbations, in Limerick as well, in parts of Limerick and in Cork and Galway. And that's probably all that would hit that kind of scale of population. It's remarkable how few green spaces there are, how few pitches they are. And not to make it all about sport, but a real bugbear of mine in this country in general, not just the city, but in the country, is municipal sporting facilities that are not part of an organisation you have to go and join. Now, some of those, it's great value, but you still have to go and join the private club. That's not the example of other European countries.
No, it's not even close. So look, when I talk about sport, I'm very rarely talking about medals. I'm very rarely talking about elite sport. What we're talking about is the means where you can give civility, a place to kind of release your frustration, routine, somewhere where you have to go on a Tuesday tour, somewhere for training, somewhere where you have to be on a Sunday morning, that way you're going home early, somewhere where you have a sense of pride, both in yourself, both in whatever the name is on your jersey. For me, that was Sheriff OC. For others, wherever you are in the country, it'll be somewhere different. But investing in that type of like self-respect in a lot of ways, but also a place. I mean, that makes a huge difference.
It's a positive way to channel kind of aggression. Testosterone and hormones and aggression and all of
and
those
understanding.
Things.
Understanding, like, it's a, you have to, like, I mean, like, well, it's a long time since I've been a young person, but you remember, like, you're trying to find your place in the world. Part of that place may actually be that municipal facility you go on a Tuesday, Thursday. And, that, like, that, and it's mentors. You know, my old managers, Paul Ryan, Willow White. Like, if I stepped out of line, not just on training, but you hear that I was acting the maga on a Friday night, I mean, they're the first person to offer kind of very strong words of get yourself together or else you won't be playing on Sunday. But, like, that might happen for different people in different ways. For me, it was sport. For other people, it's music, it's art. It's whatever. But, like, let's invest in a means by which young people can have an outlet for the type of experience that lots of young people have. Now, combine that with young people who've experienced trauma, young people who've experienced poverty. Yeah. Now, what you're creating there is the conditions that is a gateway into crime, a gateway into an addiction, which in many different senses is always just an escapism from your trauma. And then we can actually start to have a conversation about proper youth diversion. Now, I know some of your listeners be kind of rolling their eyes in the back of the head because you'll see some...
Gary blaming trauma for your man lifting the Mars bar from Eurospar.
And inevitably hurt people. So when you see a young person who's engaged in assault, who's gone through the court systems, who probably has a multitude of offences, it's very difficult, I'd imagine, for your average person who's experienced that to have sympathy for it. But if you're somebody who wants to be a legislator, somebody like Carly spoke to earlier, wants to be kind of a violence disruptor, you do need to see, well, actually, what can we do to prevent that from happening at source?
Yeah.
And that does require the state taking a fuller role in just activity, outlet, sense of place, sense of just kind of how do you give that sense of responsibility to a younger person at that earlier stages, be that a young girl, a young boy. But I think it's really, really important.
Carl, to quit because it's on my screen. I want to mention it again. Carl was with us earlier from the Solace Project. And like I say, I recommend people listen back to it because we've got it up as a podcast on the News Talk app. Gary Gannon, Social Democrat TD for Dublin Central. Gary, thanks so many for coming in to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.